This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
Now, in this higher tech world, a story about lower tech solutions to big problems, from treating asthma to watering crops. Approaches that work in the developed world are often too expensive in poorer countries. Some non-governmental organizations are trying to change that, teaming up with American design schools to get very cheap yet effective products to market, as Rowan Moore Garrity reports.
In a Stanford classroom crowded with post-it notes and duct tape, Dr. Shankar Rai is wearing a hand splint made out of popsicle sticks and pipe cleaners. He's giving feedback on a prototype made by graduate students in a class called Design for Extreme Affordability.
Instead of bending everything like this, if there is joint only here.
Rai is a Nepalese plastic surgeon working with the nonprofit Research International to improve care for burn victims in Nepal. One of his main problems is the cost of supplies. If a patient shows up at a government hospital, the surgery may be free, but
dressing materials, sutures, all those things will be bought by the family.
When families can't afford those supplies, burns turn into lifelong disabilities. So research submitted a wish list to Stanford's design school. Included on that list is a splint that could be made for less than $10. Jim Patel teaches the design class.
Small nonprofits don't have the luxury of having their own designers and their own R&D teams.
Patel says both NGOs and his students are trying out ideas others might see as too risky. When publicly traded companies come up with new products, they have to decide who their next customers will be: affluent consumers in the West or people living on a few dollars a day in places like rural Nepal.
They can think about it very deeply and find out that, yeah, developing the next product for the Western world is the responsible thing to do for their investors.
Universities don't have to answer to investors, and initiatives like Patel's class have sprouted at schools all over the country. Amy Smith founded the D-Lab at MIT. Smith says student designers sometimes benefit from their lack of expertise.
They may come in with a very new way of doing things because they're not concerned that it can't be done that way, and therefore they find a way to do it.
Failure is part of the process, too. All the same, Design for Extreme Affordability counts 32 student projects that have found new life as NGOs or even for-profit companies. In Palo Alto, I'm Rowan Moore Garrity for Marketplace.